Frey's sound advice. The return to democracy, he states in the article, is not only resisted by its self-confessed enemies, but also by sections of the country who, believing in the democratic regime, fear that this would mean a return to the past and a repetition of the basic errors that led to its fall. On the other hand, sectors that belong to the government fear that its end would give rise to a climate of persecutions, revanchism and hatred against them. With all this, Frey intends to tranquilize the nerves of the capitalist class which, whilst it would not mind disposing of the services of Pinochet, which are of increasingly less value to them, is terrified by the idea of a new edition of the Allen government, with new nationalizations and land takeovers, with the resulting radicalization of the masses. On the other hand, the great representative of Christian morality gives assurances to the torturers, rapists, and murderers of the junta, that there is not the slightest intention of creating a climate of persecutions, revanchism, and hatred against them. In other words, the return to democracy, proposed by the Christian democracy means, in the first place, a firm guarantee of respect for the property of the big monopolies and latifundists and a general pardon for all the fascist beasts who during the past 5 years have turned Chile into a hell for the masses of workers and peasants, their wives and children. While Frey and his sound advice to the oligarchy and the junta, his party preaches to the oppressed masses in the authentic spirit of Pontius Pilate the Christian democracy, inspired in the principles of non-violence on the 11th of September as well, towards the restitution of basic democratic institutions in the first place, the daily bread of the Christian Democratic Parliamentary Group, and towards the working out of a perspective of living together without hate and vengeance, that is to say they arrest us, they torture us, they kill us with bullets and with hunger, and we must turn the other cheek. This kind of declaration ought to fill any worker with a deep sense of outrage. Nevertheless, it seems there are certain leaders of the labor movement who take the words of Frey and Co. very seriously. The leaders of the Communist Party of Chile, unbelievably, have as a fundamental point in their strategy for Chile, an alliance with the Christian democracy. The leaders of the CP and their friends in the Kremlin have an enormous interest in refurbishing the democratic image of the Christian Democrats. In the last 5 years, they have made use of their considerable means of propaganda to prevent the labor movement, both in Chile and internationally, from drawing the correct conclusions from the experience of the UP government. Radio Moscow, in its program Listen, Chile makes tremendous efforts to paint up the Christian Democrats in the most attractive colors. Thanks to these elements, the Christian Democrats obtained key positions in the trade union movement in Chile after the 11th of September. The CP leadership considers these gentlemen as democratic allies in the fight against Pinochet. But what type of concrete action do these people carry out? Frey holds interviews with the UN Commission on Human Rights. This type of action is something that does not represent too many problems for a responsible man of politics. The socialist and communist militants suffer in the concentration camps, the workers and peasants die of hunger, and the miners struggle heroically against the government and bosses. And Frey sits down in a comfortable office in Santiago to have a chat with the gentleman from the UN. And this is the division of labor that is proposed between the working class and the liberal politicians of the bourgeoisie. From Venezuela, the Christian democracy makes appeals for the creation of a national movement for the restoration of democracy. But at the same time they propose a gradual transition, without armed conspiratorial or clandestine methods. And this is the general tone of the CD propaganda. One thing is quite clear. If it depended only on these gentlemen, the Pinochet dictatorship would last until the year 2000. And nevertheless, a great part of the former leaders of the Popular Unity insists upon an alliance with the CD as the only way of overthrowing the dictatorship. Above all, the leaders of the so-called Communist Party have drawn all the most erroneous conclusions from the experience of the UP government. They are like the Bourbons in France, who learned nothing and forgot nothing. If the line that they propose prevails, a policy 1,000 times worse than the previous one, it would only lead to new setbacks and new and bloody defeats for the Chilean working class.